What is sense? Where does sense happen? What is sense? What does it mean to make sense of a situation, to make sense of something somebody says, to make sense of a movie, to make sense of life? I've always been just obsessed with this phrase, making sense, and this notion of sense. And I, of course, Deleuze wrote his book, The Logic of Sense, you would think that's what I'm talking about, and maybe I am. I'm going back and rereading that book now, but I want to talk about this thing, sense, and how what I see when I think about sense. I see sense as the emergent sort of shapes, correlations, and associations, lateral, hierarchical, moving along sort of every possible axis to form some kind of thisness, to say this. And this might not be something that can be so clearly articulated. And I think of, the surrealist enterprise of the color walk, right? Where you leave the house and you say, I'm going to have my walk, my path through space be defined by the color blue, you know, and, you know, what constitutes blue will just be figured as I go. And all of a sudden, right, the path is not arbitrary. It's not random. It's not chaotic. It actually has a kind of internal logic. It's just not an external logic, right? It is autopoetic as opposed to allopoetic. It is self-constituting rather than other-constituted. You could say, well, blue becomes the concept, the sort of external term, except that it's immanent to the event and defines the event from within it. And the blue itself, right? What constitutes blue itself keeps changing as one walks, right? That's a little greenish, that's, you know, a little purplish, but somehow became blue. William Burroughs, you know, argued that words with their meaning, words with their code of that speaks to the aural, A-U-R-L tradition, right? Phonic tradition, sort of stifle meaning, right? They're it's a vehicle of control, and so he tries to break the word, and he claims that in the gaps of words, you find certain liberations and certain possibilities. And so he and Brian Geisen invented this method called the cut-up method or the pick-up method or the folded method, where they would take text from themselves and from all other different sources, from Shakespeare, from newspapers, from each other. And sometimes you take a page and just fold it in on itself. Sometimes it was cut up and put sort of in a hat. And then he'd sort of pull it out. But one of the things that happens when you do that is you run into nonsense. You run into chaos, right? You can stick any two things together, like the surrealist said, and something will come of it. But, you know, too many radically disparate things that don't cohere at all, that don't show correlation, become a kind of madness, a kind of chaos. And become, it's nonsense. It's the dissipation of all sort of attraction of bodies. Sense, in some sense, is the state of attraction among bodies, both visible and invisible, conceptual, affective, physical, right? That bus, your shirt, that girl, that look over there, the things on my mind, they all sort of cohere into a certain shape, into a certain state of becoming, a state of possibility, a state of existence. And I say, yeah, this kind of makes some sense. I'm kind of figuring it out. If it didn't make any sense, you would sort of enter what is no doubt like my nightmare, right? I have a recurring sort of anxiety, a fear that, you know, when I'm in public, all of a sudden I'll have no idea. I have no idea what the fuck anything is, right? It will all just sort of dissipate. What a road is, where I live, what my name is, gender. I'll just start like lying in the streets and drooling and masturbating and vomiting. I was just, everything will become distended. Everything will become unglued. I think that's such an interesting expression, right? I became unglued. I fear I'll become unglued. Sense is a kind of glue, but it's a glue that's not conceptual, right? Meaning is conceptual, general, abstract, right? Meaning coheres at the level of an idea, at the level of this sort of meta term. But sense is immanent, meaning it inheres right then and there. And again, it's not that it's ahistorical. Any number of forces come to bear at any particular moment, right? I mean, a bus routes, the turning of a bus, the weight of the bus and its turning, the clothes I'm wearing, the color of my skin, the way I assess other people's colors of their skin, the food I've eaten, the food I think I should be eating, the whole distribution of the time of my eating, right? The fact that we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that we have snacks, that we have all these organizations that are historical and cultural that define the now or become instantiated in the now in various instantiations, in various sort of diverse moments of inflection in what we could call repetitions. I take all that history, I take my history of Judaism, being from New York and having, you know, studying rhetoric and all the various things that have happened to me, good, bad, neutral, just all the stuff I've eaten and thought and read, the people I've known. And it all, I pick it all up and I move it into this new space. And that's repetition. Chaos, madness is when I can't repeat, when I can't pick all this stuff up, when it doesn't form a series, it doesn't become a trajectory, it doesn't have any correlation, any internal logic, any glue, any attraction. Bodies don't attract each other, they just drift. And the terms of their drifting isn't even a glue, they're just these things happening, right? It becomes chaos. So sense is the diverse possibilities of shape and coherence within the chaos, within the flux of all things. Sense is the general term for how different bodies and things and ideas and notions and movements can form alliances, conspiracies, joint trajectories, a parallel evolutions, where they can sort of move with each other more or less in some kind of coherence that more often than not is not conceptual. More often than not doesn't have any sort of conceptual grounding or eidetic grounding. It's just, it's a thisness. It's an adherence, it's an insistence on this. This is what's happening. This is how things go. It seems to me that sense comes from a variety of relationships that don't seek a mediation through a concept or idea, through another term, right? There's an immediate relationship between the bodies, right? And I think that's what defines sense, is that there is an immediate relationship. There's also mediated relationships, such as meaning and concept. But immediate relationships have a kind of sense that can be indifferent to things like meaning, right? So, you know, what are those things, right? We talk about color and color walks, right? I mean, things just have an association through color. They're just, those are a bunch of things that are that kind of blue, right? I mean, sometimes I look out over the day in San Francisco and there's all these shades of gray, and it's the ocean and the sky and the streets, and they form a connection through this palette, if you will. Speed, right? I mean, things moving at a certain speed begin to form certain relationships. Right? We know that from driving, walking, right? You're walking on the street and someone's walking slowly or too quickly and they're right behind you. And I know for myself, if someone's walking right behind me, it kind of drives me apeshit, and I'll speed up or slow down or cross the street. The speed with which I'm moving with somebody and with other bodies is a kind of glue, is a kind of relationship. Shape, of course, right? I mean, one way to think about shape in a really sort of, you know, obvious way is, you know, with a sweetie, with a lover, you know, just how they fit with you. You know, sometimes you're out with somebody and it's a date and you try to hold hands or put your arm around them and it doesn't fit. And then sometimes it just fits right, right? It's just a certain give and shape, right? I mean, and that operates at all kinds of levels. That not just the social. There's intensity. Again, in the social, we know this, right? I mean, a certain intensity, you know, I definitely move with a certain intensity, a certain vim and vigor. I lean in to certain social situations, and often I'll encounter somebody, you know, usually a woman, and you know, she's like, what the fuck, right? I want a certain another kind of intensity, right? And intensity is... It's a kind of vibratory stillness, right? It can be a movement, and it is a movement, but it's not a speed. Intensity is a cool idea. You know, the temperature, you know, and Deleuze writes about the work of the artist Fromanger and talks about the temperature. The temperature works as this thing, heat, hot and cold, that ties his images together, as opposed to seeing his work as a critique of capitalism or a move towards the dehumanization of life today. Deleuze finds associations of temperature, of hot and cold. He finds a sense of the images within the movement of temperature within the image. Of course, there's concept too, right? Things are related through concept, right? I meet a guy. We're related kind of at one level through concept. The concept being guy, man, dude, right? We have this sort of connection. That is a kind of mediation, but also is present immediately to us. But you know, when you, just like a word or a person, you know, when you meet them, you can size them up and plug them into a meaning. This person is like this. This person is such and such. She's just a hippie climber. He's a hipster doofus. I mean, you can size people up, but then there's a kind of the reality of an engagement with someone or something is that it belies such ready categorization, and that belying that emergence. That emergent moment of this person is just strange. It doesn't fit so neatly into a concept. That is sense. That's sense. Sense is the conceptual as well as non-conceptual coherence of bodies in space and time.